Wakefield kicking the ball deep in towards the Salford in goal. Rob Louis catches it. Here's Louis, little chip over the top for Dobson, catches it on the full, and he's lost it going over the line. Now this went backwards and it's picked up by Salford. I think they've scored the first points here. It looks like it's been ripped out. If that's the case, then it's going to be play on and it will be a try, and the try is given. Salford lead here by 4-0.
Yeah, it's a great try as well, but it's just been all pressure.
And Dobson stood right in front, makes no mistake, and it is Salford 6, Wakefield 0 here. Dobson to Rob Louis at full tilt, drops it back for Murdoch Masilla, who will walk in and put the ball down underneath the crossbar. Wakefield in deep trouble, 12 gone, they're still 10-0 behind.
Yeah, they're in massive trouble, absolute massive trouble, and I tell you what, Salford... You know, Watson, he wanted a quick start for the last two games. He was saying himself the start didn't do it, hasn't been the best what it should have been. But boy, oh boy, have they given the start what he wanted. 12-0 to Salford. They are absolutely ripping Wakefield apart at this moment in time. Let's see Michael Dobson here now. He makes it 14-0.
Here comes the kick, left-footed, and the flags go up, and it is Salford 14, Wakefield Trinity 0. Ball 10 metres away, Wakefield are down a man here. Ball goes to Dobson, they're going to exploit that man down, are they? Evelds cuts out and will score! Evelds scores, that's ruthless rugby from the Red Devils. Hadley out of position, injured, and the Red Devils score, that could be it. Kick to come from Dobson, he's midway between the left touchline and the left upright. 4-4, it just scraped in at the far post. Wakefield have lost their way here, they're missing some big numbers tonight on the playing staff, and I think it's showing on the field. Salford hoping to reach the semi-final, short pass, Murdoch Masilla gets the pass away, and Johnson will score in the corner. The big man could have gone himself, but he puts it on a plate for Johnson, and in doing so has just put Salford into the semi-finals of the Ladbrokes Challenge Cup.
Are they being ruthless, and they say Wakefield, well, they're just letting the ball bounce, but again, it's great field position, great hands, and the big man in Sen, well, big Murdoch Masilla, he could have gone the distance, but he just took the easy option, Greg Johnson, he's put this tie to bed here now, and Salford just in total control. Wakefield, they can put the Wembley suits away for another year.
Here's Dobson. Dobson gets it to Louis. Louis's got options left, right and centre. Gives it to the big man, Kopchak, going for the line. What a run! He's over the line! A bulldozing run from Kopchak. And if there was any doubt before that Wakefield are going out of the cup, that doubt has gone. Start the bus.
Too big, too strong, too committed, big Kopchak. Tell you what, the Salford fans here now are creating a great effort as Michael Dobson turns a 4 into 6 and makes it 30-0 here at the AJ Bell.
To Arundel, kicks downfield. It might fall for Caton Brown. It does, he's away. Caton Brown, can he get the pass away? Oh, he had Finn on the inside. He's passed it. And Finn will score under the post. Or at the side of the post. Well, well played, Mason Caton Brown. He was tackled. He was on his knees, though, Gary. So he just put the ball behind him. And dare I say it, rugby union-esque. And Finn picks up, and there was... Well, no worms today, Scoey. He scores at the side of the post.
He did indeed, and I say he showed plenty of pace to back up, didn't he? The old snail in Finney.
Kick is good. It's 30 points to 6 here, live on Radio Yorkshire. Well, the hoot has gone, and I think Robert Hicks says that'll do. That is full time.